This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We will give you the mystery word of mystery in this segment. And also, we'll talk with FC Dallas head coach Luchi Gonzalez coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Jason Wright, the president of the Washington Washingtons, sent out a letter and said, among our many priorities over the next year, one of the most pivotal is our project to develop a new name, logo, and identity for our franchise. As I've said before, this is an effort. We want to take the time and get it right. And that means blah, 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 blah. Now,
what?
That's not really what the letter says. That leads to a list of team names up for consideration. That's not to say that these are all the names, and I cannot tell you the background behind many of them, but would you like to hear them?
Yes.
The Washington Griffins.
Like an RG3? Or is this like a gargoyle that flies around and picks things up?
Peter Griffin?
That's what I thought. Peter Archie. Griffin from Family Guy, but that doesn't make sense. So
I mean, he'd be a good mascot.
Yeah.
What was that show called? Archie Griffin?
All in the Family.
Yeah.
I don't think you probably should do that, right?
I remember going to bed to that when I spent the night at my grandparents' house. Like, that was on, like, you know, because you're laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and I would hear that show on, like, at nighttime.
And yeah, no, you're dead on,
that
Mike.
That Entertainment Tonight. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of bedtime when I was a kid.
But Robert Griffin, that's what I think of whenever, because he played for them. He was drafted by them. They traded everything. Robert Griffin III. Because who was it that said, I'm never calling him RG3? And they were like, I'll call him Robert. And I was like, that's
Bill Parcells. He said that quarterback.
No.
You have the Washington Warriors, the Washington Armada, the Washington Rising.
These are horrible.
This one is for you.
The Washington Warriors sounds awesome, but there's Golden State Warriors, but...
Well, we got this to play off the basketball team. Why not the Washington Warlocks? You already have the Wizards.
And basically, that's what you think of when you think of DC, is a bunch of Warlocks and Wizards.
The other thing, too, which I don't know, is this on the list? The Washington Hogs?
We've got one that I think you'll like in just a second, then. They've got
their...
the Washington Razorbacks.
Well, it's part of their, like, you know, they had the, you know, the offensive line, and people would wear the pig nose things to all their games in the 80s.
Here it is. It's not the Washington Hogs. It's the Washington Wild Hogs.
Like the movie?
Yeah, they're a big fan of that crappy old people movie.
Hey, I liked that movie.
Oh. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, sorry. This one's for you, Corey. The Washington Swifts.
Like Taylor?
Nice.
No, I think
what
it
is
was
a Swift.
So here's something weird.
Draft pick from LSU for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm. My oldest son, Avery.
Swift?
Yes, that's it. I couldn't remember his first name.
My oldest son's name was almost Swift.
Really?
Yeah, because we were looking for a name, and we were thinking, like, we'd always had plans, but then we did, like, I think, you know, I dated somebody with a different. Anyway, it's a long story.
What? I thought you dated your wife since high school.
That is true, but there's a lot of that fill-in part of the story that you don't get.
That being said, we were driving and Taylor Swift was on, and you know all those trucks that drive around that say Swift on them? Like, we were like, is this a sign? Should we name our child Swift? And then I was thinking of legendary DFW coaches, and Avery Johnson just happened to pop up.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
So we named him Avery.
I don't believe
rather than Johnson.
the Washington Commanders, the Washington Pilots, the Washington Rubies.
I like Pilots. I like the Rubies are weird.
Rubies?
Because yeah. that's my birthstone.
Isn't that what the Mariners?
Does it have any explanation of these? Like
no,
why,
and that's why I wanted to couch
from?
This with. I do not know some of the background. Maybe they were huge Wizard of Oz fans.
I would laugh and start calling them the Rubbies instead or something, you know?
Okay.
If they were the Rubies, if that was the case, I would probably just start referring to them as that. Mm-hmm.
The Washington, D.C. Football Club, which they would shorten to DCFC.
God. Which would be Reggie would love that.
He would.
That would be his thing, and Mike would hate it so much.
Well, guess what? There's another option. The Washington Capital City Football Club, which would then be shortened to CCFC.
Capital City? I love it. The CCFC. The Can you just see that across their jerseys? CCFC.
I just want to be in the room when these final
yeah,
names
this,
are coming
this
down.
This sounds
like
the
yeah,
old
like
Soviet hockey
Very
team.
Russian. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
If I saw a bunch of guys walk up in their CCFC jerseys, especially if it's in that diagonal lettering, I'm going to freak out a little
bit. It's
got
the little moon and hammer. Is their logo.
What if they really stuck it to Philadelphia and called themselves the Washington Balboas? Just for 1 year, just and say it's our name change, just to tick off Philadelphia for their most famous athlete of all
or
time.
Or what if they were like, you know what, though? We're going to go with the Dragos.
Ooh, but he lost.
Oh, but he did
After
kill
he
that
killed
one guy.
One of their friends. That's yeah. true.
Washington Presidents.
Oh, that actually is on there. The Washington Presidents, the Washington Riders.
What about the Washington Vice Presidents?
What do you do for a mascot when you got a president?
What if you tick off 50% of the country and who's ever the president of the United States?
That's your mascot?
The Washington Democrats or the Washington Republicans, or you call them the Washington Bidens or the Washington Trumps.
I think every...
And the logo, you took off the bad logo, but it's the picture of the president on the helmet.
Okay.
And the vice president
I
on the other
that.
Side. You can put both of them on there.
I support that. And so every 4 to 8 years, mm-hmm. half the people like switch or they're like, I hate
but,
this team now.
But the president of the United States has to go to all the Washington Presidents games and they become the mascot. So when the other team's kicking a 40-yard field goal, they're behind the field goal thing doing dances and trying to make them miss it. Yeah, and then if they make it, they're like, yeah, we made it. Woo, woo, woo.
That,
they're always signing documents.
That would be, look, that's all I want now. So other names.
Washington Bills. Oh, I guess it's already taken.
The Washington Wayfarers.
The hell is a Wayfarer?
I don't know.
Is that like a schooner? Is it a sailboat?
I'm pretty sure it's the company that sells all kinds of furniture and stuff.
Oh, that's Wayfair. I think that's right. By the way, there's another one on there. First City Football Club, FCFC, or the Washington Archers, Beacons, Belters, Red Tails, Defenders, or, of course, football team.
Kevin, a Wayfarer is a traveler, especially on foot.
Oh.
So, like, Johnny Appleseed would be...
Oh, interesting.
I've never understood, as we transition to soccer, I've never understood why sports teams here in America don't take advantage. I know basketball is kind of doing it now. Why they don't take advantage of having a company logo on the jersey. That has to be worth $100 million to $500 million for an NFL team or for a Major League Baseball team, especially like for Major League Baseball, right? They're about $8 billion in a normal season. They're $6 to $8 billion behind the NFL in making money. Like, why not just quickly pick up for every team? You just pick up a quick $50 million for each team or $20 million for each team, and you just put a logo on the side of the jersey where the Nike logo is on the other side, the Chevy logo or Ford logo. I've never understood that, like, we can't do that. That would ruin the jersey.
I'm really not sure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to the pitch. We've got the season opener and the home opener set for Saturday. It is FC Dallas head coach Luchi Gonzalez. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, no. Kevin, what did
you Zero lie to me? He said he was there.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Yes,
hey,
can
Luchi,
you hear us, coach?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, We got somebody subbing in on the board today, and I think they might be trying to sabotage you.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I got you, Lucci. You're here.
It's fine. It's fine. I stuttered earlier, so I'll do a better job this time. Hi, Corey, Kevin. Great to hear y'all.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the season opener, Saturday, Colorado. I know, does this offseason feel any more normalized compared to the way we got things started last year, or is it still quite hectic?
No, it's feeling normal for sure. We had a full mesocycle cycle, which is a good six and a half weeks of training in preseason to get us ready. And that's something we certainly missed, to having time with the players to develop concepts, to work on fitness, work on mentality, work on chemistry. So very, very grateful for that time here to work with them. We were a little anxious. We're about a month delayed into the preseason. We weren't used to training this late into now the spring and soon the summer. But here we are, ready for game one. More fans allowed to be in the stadium. We really miss them. I know the players miss them. So we're excited to start here on Saturday.
Do you know what the capacity setting is for y'all? Are y'all at 100%? Or I actually do not know the answer to that.
Yeah, there's still limitations, and we're not at 100% yet. But I do know it's higher than what was allowed at the end of last season. I think close to 50% almost. But we're taking steps. You know, the world is taking steps. And I know hopefully before the end of the season, we will be at normal capacity, which we want badly.
Lucci, when it comes to some off-season moves, some guys coming in, O'Brien, Vargas, like, what are your expectations? They're starting to see themselves in your lineup a little bit, right?
For sure. You know, there was movement in the off-season, and some tough decisions had to be made with guys going out that made some high salaries, but we created room on the cap, and we were very intentional of the kind of players and the kind of people we wanted to bring in. And their positions and their profiles. And these guys in a short amount of time, Jose at center back, Jader O'Brien, Freddy Vargas on the wing, attacking players, some of the new guys that we got through the draft, through the college system, some young guys coming through from the academy, all been really positive impacts in preseason, helping us compete. And I know they're going to be ready to step up for their new jersey on Saturday.
What kind of expectations are there for Paxton Pomacall? Is he good to go, healthy, ready to roll?
Paxton is progressing well. Obviously, being out almost 6 months and then intermittently here and there a whole year before that, he needs rhythm. He needs fitness. He needs to gain confidence. But he's going in the right direction, and we do expect him to be available for the game on Saturday.
Now, every team, or I anticipate every team, goes into a brand new season. They have the highest of hopes. I was curious for you, what makes you believe that this team can improve throughout the season and be around and make some noise come playoff time?
No, for sure. Everyone's got 0 points. Every coach, club, staff is reflected on last year. And you know, there's certain technical things that we didn't really have a lot of time to train last year because of the way the schedule was. And that now we have had time to improve and make much better. So that's one thing. The personnel, I spoke earlier on some of the new additions. I think it would have been a bigger risk if we didn't make changes to the roster. But all changes to be better, to be the best that we can be on and off the field. We want to be more dangerous in the attack. We want to continue to be a strong defensive team in the league like we were last year. So putting those two things together, we believe with the right process and taking steps can help us achieve more than what we've done in the last few years. So that's all, you know, that's all in theory. That's all what the plan is. But it's all about now, you know, representing your words with actions and doing it in steps, and it all starts with initiating this next step for us on Saturday.
And with that next step, Saturday, you can go out to Frisco, Toyota Stadium, 7 p.m. kick versus the Colorado Rapids. How excited are you, and is the rest of the team, was the last thing I got, because you would think you'd be hyped up, and we talked about it, but is there a different energy this week leading into the opener?
Yeah, we want to build that momentum at the right time for that first whistle to start this game. And this game has a double meaning. It's for the league, and it's for qualification for the Open Cup. So that shows you these games early on and all over the league are going to be finals. They're going to be played with a lot of intensity, a lot of energy, and going for the game. So those are points that we want to earn here early because, like I said, it's going to have a double impact. But, I think there's a really good calm in the locker room. We've got a good balance of the experienced players, both in MLS, both outside of MLS and other leagues. We've got our young academy guys that are more mature. They've had more experiences. They're like young leaders now in our locker room. I feel a big sense of togetherness from the group. And, you know, this is a long season. There's going to be ups and downs. But through that process and through those experiences, sticking together, keep finding solutions, not playing victim, no matter the circumstances, I think that's where we're ready to take the next step and hopefully show that in results and points.
Well, Coach, we're excited for the start of the season. We're excited for Saturday, and we're excited to have you back on every single Thursday. Appreciate it very much, and best of luck, not just on Saturday, but obviously all season long.
For sure, guys. I really appreciate your support, and I'm glad to hear your voices again. And I know it's a belated new year, but I look forward to catching up with you guys every week and connecting with the fan base, connecting with everyone that is interested in FC Dallas and our family.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Coach. Season opener, FC Dallas, April 17th. It looks like the first four home games capacity is going to be at 50%. So follow-up home games, May 1st, May 8th, May 22nd. I do believe this opener is already a sellout. So hit up fcdallas.com if you want to get tickets for the future games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.